Penetanguishene residents squeezed into crowded council chambers this week to weigh in on the future of 51 Dunlop Street and the future of Brookvale Protestant Separate School. A notice of motion was introduced by Cown. George Vadaban Kerr, which included many parts but boiled down to having a task force look at a partnership between the Protestant Secondary School Board, PSSB, the town, and the county of Simcoe. On the table was the 51 Dunlop Street site that has been designated as a future community recreation hub, and the possibility that an overcrowded Brookvale school could relocate and use part of that future development as a gymnasium expansion, while leaving the school's property to the town and county for affordable housing. Before council could discuss the notice of motion, delegations took center stage. Former Penetanguishene councillor and previous mayoral candidate Jill Street Amont conceded the proposal was a very creative plan for affordable housing land exchange, but stressed it is not a municipal responsibility to fund schools. It is the responsibility of the Minister of Education, and I don't believe that we should be getting involved in that aspect. Timothy Overholt, supervisory officer for the PSSB, shared excitement for the proposal, stated that after four unsuccessful attempts at government funding for Brookvale, the new tri-partnership deal would be good for the community at large. "What I want to stress is that this motion is a win-win for everyone," said Overholt. "It is not one entity that is receiving more than another. We all get something that I think we all want." Council chambers was filled with residents to standing room only, with more than half in attendance for the discussion. Vadaban Kerr provided his rationale for the proposal, citing that the three elements, 51 Dunlop Street, Brookvale, and affordable housing, were part of his re-election campaign last year. "I firmly believe that what I'm proposing can work on the property, but details would have to be fleshed out. To that end, I'm proposing that a task force or a committee be struck to explore this opportunity further," said Vadaban Kerr. However, many on council expressed reservations about the proposal. Cown. Bonita DeRoches called it premature, and added that not just Brookvale but all schools, partners, sports organizations and other parties should be involved in the grand decision. Cown. Bill Waters said that savings for the town would be a priority, but a partnership could be beneficial. Cown. Suzanne Marchand called the notice of motion putting the cart before the horse. "We still have reports that are due back to us to talk about how much space is needed to even look at a community center," said Marchand, adding, "I struggle with it because there are so many items in here that are beyond our control." Cown. Doug LaRue was on the 51 Dunlop Street site committee and had previously looked at fitting the 5 acres of Brookvale School and the 9 acres of the proposed community center into the 13 acres of the subject property. "You're still talking about 15 acres, and you can't get 15 acres out of 13, LaRue reasoned. He shared Marchand and DeRoche's concerns, adding that a formed committee is the one that should be pulling the wagon. Mayor Doug Rawson addressed St. Amant's concerns by pointing out that while the municipality doesn't handle healthcare as an example, it provided financial compensation for healthcare and physician recruitment, and the municipality's education needs was a similar analogy. "The community looks to us as leaders to help create an opportunity, and the opportunity is a new recreation center," said Rawson. "I've been advocating that our partners aren't coming to the table with money. I'm referring to some of our municipal partners that aren't paying their fair share." Rawson added, "My focus and goal is our community." To make Vadaban Kerr's motion more palatable for members of council, LaRue offered a friendly amendment rewording the task force into a committee, which staff would look at to review and present a report to a future meeting of council. The vote was carried unopposed. The notice of motion regarding 51 Dunlop Street and Brookvale Protestant Separate School can be located on the agenda page of the Town of Penetanguishene website. Meetings of Penetanguishene Council are held on the second Wednesday of each month, and can be watched live on Rogers TV Cable 53, or on the Rogers TV website. Archives of council meetings are located on the Town of Penetanguishene YouTube channel.